You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends. Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in DMV.
What's going on, everyone? It's your boy, C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. And, you know, I'm back at it. Had another great week. And, you know, I'm thankful the last episode I did last week, that was my most viewed episode. Got a lot of views on there, and I chopped up some clips. I got a lot of views on social media as well. So that led to a few crazy comments. So you know how we do. We just gonna jump straight into it, and I'm just gonna touch on some of the stuff I heard last week from this Lizzo situation, and it's the last time I'm bringing it up, honestly, because I have more people to help. We got more stuff to talk about, and I just don't have time to argue with delusion and ignorance. So if you didn't see last week's episode, I'm going to pull up the clip briefly. It's 16 seconds, and this is it right here, so tune in.
Men will argue up and down that there's no way that Lizzo is in shape, then turn on the TV and watch their favorite 300-pound offensive lineman play a two-hour game. Not see the parallels. Just an observation.
All right, so I posted a reaction to that. If you want to see it, I'll link it to this video. It's a YouTube short, and I'll link the full podcast as well, because people don't like to watch the full podcast. They just like to look at the short clip and come to a conclusion. So when you got a short clip like that, you can't give the full context. So my reaction led to this on Instagram. Girl, I'm not gonna put her name on here, but she commented on the video. I don't really know this girl, but I guess we got some mutual friends. That's how we follow each other. But she wrote, I personally know some fat-ass linemen, for real. Not to call Lizzo fat at all, but Lizzo could start for the Eagles, as in the Philadelphia Eagles, that are in the NFL Super Bowl upcoming. But could any of the Eagles players do her full set and full tour in heels and a thong with full face and not leave drenched in sweat smelling like a sack of moldy corn chips? I think not. Next convo. And so this was crazy, because this is actually going to lead into my topic for today. This girl, she's pretty. She's not fat. She's not big. She has a great body. So I'm not sure why girls like this, they come to the defense of, these obese people, and then try to insult people like me and act like I don't know what I'm talking about. Because let's be real, and again, like, Lizzo's talented. I ain't trying to put her down in any type of way. I was just reacting to the video. But you put Lizzo out there on a football field, I would love to see her vertical jump. I would love to see her block. I would love to see her move laterally. I would love to see her do all of that stuff. Because, like, again, people don't understand the skill and what goes into being a professional athlete. So I'm just going to end it on that note, man. Like, it's crazy. The delusion is crazy. People have lost their minds. So, with that being said, that's perfect, because it's leading me into today's video. So, we're going to pull up the first video, man. Pull up the first video. All right, y'all ready? All right, let's get it.
I'm not fat phobic. I just don't want to be fat. That's not how it works. No, seriously, I have no problem with fat people. I think they're beautiful. I'm all for body positivity or whatever. I just don't want to be fat. Actively not wanting to be fat is fat phobia. And therefore, you're fat phobic. So it's fat phobic to not want to be fat? Yeah, actively not wanting to be fat is fat phobic. Being fat is a choice.
All right, so my first thought on that is, with this whole fat phobic thing, and if you, this is your first time watching, this is not the only topic I talk about. It's just hot right now. So with this fat phobic thing, you know, I don't really understand how the biggest allies of fat phobia are not fat. They're not obese. And with that being said is, by definition, from what they're describing, from what dude on the video just described, he's fat phobic by his definition. Because if you're so, you know, on the side of being obese or in defense of obese, you would be obese. You wouldn't be doing things to prevent it. So that just goes to show you the hypocrisy with this stuff. And you really have to be careful with what you listen to. These people are straight hypocrites, and I'm not really sure why they go so hard for it and why they defend it so hard. It's like they're triggered as well, because like I'm not a criminal. So if someone's talking down about a certain crime or a certain criminal, you're not going to see me defending it so hard. You're not going to see me going out of my way on social media to defend it. Responding to random people, insulting random people. You know, I had people basically just, you know, telling me I'm stupid because of the response I made. And, you know, at the end of the day, my intent is to help people. You know, I feel like I'm a life changer. I feel like that's my purpose here. That's why I'm doing it. And if you know me, you know I could talk shit with the best of them. So I ain't making fun of nobody. I ain't trying to put anybody down. I might make a joke here and there, but real talk, like, I'm really not disrespecting anyone. That's not my intent. So, and what's crazy is, like, how you gonna tell me I have a phobia because, you know, I want to stay away from the fifth leading cause of death globally. I don't want to partake in that. So out of all the death in the world, obesity is the fifth leading cause. That is insane. So to tell me that I have some type of phobia because I don't want to participate in that, it's reprehensible. That's ridiculous. That's insane, bro. Like, I really can't believe we got to this point in society. It's crazy. Like, you know, a lady, she commented on the I'm sorry, I'm bringing it back up. I don't care. This is my podcast. Y'all love it here. But but a lady on the podcast, I mean, on my YouTube comment, she left a comment on that Lizzo video. Basically, she said something, you know, along the lines of little green grass performance or something crazy like that. I might link it in here if I feel like it. But it's just crazy because how and mind you, these people, most of these people that left the craziest comments, I'm not putting these comments on this podcast, but the people with the craziest comments don't have a profile photo, so you don't like the way that you look. They have no subscribers. You're contributing nothing to the YouTube platform. They talk the most shit. So, I forgot where I was going with this. Oh, the little green grass performance, whatever she said, it just shows that these people have no active lifestyle, no respect for active people, no respect for professional athletes, no respect for people who really grind, put in the work, and you know, don't live the life that they live. It's crazy. But it's just like, like I said before on that podcast about the men who don't want their girlfriends going to male trainers, like, you just don't have enough going on in your life to be coming up with these crazy terms and scenarios. Like, yo, do something. Live with a purpose. It's crazy, man. So, and then along with that being the fifth leading cause globally, it's the second leading cause in the U.S. Behind smoking, I believe. Yeah, behind smoking. Which is crazy, man. It's crazy. And like I said, I'm out here preaching the word. I'm trying to help people. I've helped people. I've changed lifestyles. Like, A girl bought a shirt for me. She was my first, second, or third client. She was early, but a girl bought a shirt for me like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And, bro, like, I started training her in 2017, and she stopped after a few months because, you know, some people, they start training with me, and they got what they needed. They developed the discipline. They developed the habits. Bro, she is bomb. Like, her body is bomb. Like, and I'm happy that I started that training. She work out on her own now, and she go to Orange Theory every now and then. But, like, dog, just to have that effect on somebody's life as an early trainer, I'm 23, 24. I ain't even getting my bag yet. I didn't even know half the shit that I know now. To have that effect on somebody, bruh, you can't tell me shit, bruh. I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing. I'm gonna keep doing what the fuck I do and talk my trash. Sorry. But yeah, I think that video is very sad. And again, people gonna watch that video and they're not gonna change. They gonna stay in the same spot, and they're gonna start blaming shit. We're going to start blaming things. And this leads me into my next video. I saw this here. I had to download this video instantly, bruh. Instantly, I had to get this one. So, let's get to the second video, man. Let's do it.
Diet. If you diet, you lose weight. Right?
The number one cause of obesity is genetics. That means if you are born to parents that have obesity, you have a 50 to 85% likelihood of having the disease yourself, even with optimal diet, exercise, sleep management, stress management. So when people see families that have obesity, the assumption is, what are they feeding those kids?
That right there, that's a bunch of baloney. that's a bunch of baloney, bro. Hold up, bro. Hold on. I'm sorry. I had to upload a video. I forgot to upload something to the laptop, and then we're gonna get right back to it. Give me 1 second. Yeah, that right there is insane. To sit here and say that the number one cause of obesity is genetics, because I'm gonna just bring up one thing. When I was a kid, I played sports, obviously. I played basketball my whole life, went up, played Division I. Those of you know that, some of y'all don't. But anyway, you know, I've had a lot of teammates, so I've had experience around a lot of different family dynamics, mothers, fathers, white kids, black kids, Hispanic kids. I've been around everybody. And I've seen plenty of kids with obese parents that we're not obese as children because they were active. We playing basketball every weekend. It was serious. We in tournaments every weekend. And, you know, moderate healthy eating. I wouldn't say we had the greatest diet, but we weren't just eating trash on every tournament. I mean, you know, we had great parents and coaches that took care of us. So we weren't just eating trash. There were times where I did eat trash, but it wasn't all the time. And till this day, those same kids that are still active, or, you know, some of them might still be playing overseas, some of them in the NBA, with those same obese parents, they're not obese. Like, they haven't been obese their whole life. So that right there is a whole bunch of BS, because just because your parents are fat does not mean you have to be fat at all. It doesn't mean that. So with that being said, and this isn't common knowledge, The number one cause of obesity is eating too much food and moving too little. You're eating too many excess calories, excess carbs, fried foods, eating a whole bunch of bullshit, and you're living a sedentary lifestyle. That is what leads to obesity. Nobody eats a healthy diet, has an active lifestyle, and is just 40% body fat. Doesn't happen. Now, are there some people like Lizzo, where they're capable of doing a lot of things and they're talented and they're obese? But yeah, I guarantee her diet is horrible, bro. It has to be, dog. It literally has to be, bro. It has to be. Like, I'm not knocking her. I hate to keep bringing her up because I said I'm not going to, but that's just like a great example. And she's kind of like the person that you just can't talk about her. You can't say anything that isn't positive about her. So sorry. Now, if you want to talk about, I wouldn't say that genetics is the number one cause, but we can make an argument that the number one cause can be your family. And that's because your family growing up, you depend on your mom and dad to take care of you. So your family can have an effect to where they influence your mindset and your habits toward food. Because they're the ones feeding you. They're the ones buying the food. And you're going to eat the same shit as your parents. So if your parents are not eating vegetables, if your parents are not eating fruits, more than likely, you're going to eat the same stuff as your parents. And, you know, wherever your parents decide to live, like if you live somewhere in an area like mine, there aren't many healthy restaurants. So you're eating bullshit 9 times out of 10. And just, you know, most this info I'm putting out and other people like me that care, these parents don't receive this info. They're not getting this info from people. So, you know, I feel like what I'm doing is dope as hell because being a young black man growing up in a black neighborhood where there aren't many healthy restaurants in a black neighborhood, I'm doing this and I'm trying to reach as many people as possible. Like, you know, just to see my content creation, the views and the subscribers going up, I think it's dope as hell, bro. And, you know, we live in the USA, so there's more white people than black people. It's white people who don't know this info too, and I can reach them. You know, I got white people commenting and liking my stuff too. So it's dope. But I'm gonna keep putting that out there. And again, you got to be careful what you listen to. You got to be careful what you listen to because, you know, this what I realized. This don't apply to fitness only. This applies to other areas. This can apply to finances. This can apply to business. This can apply to relationships, friendships. A lot of the stuff you see in our culture, you got to go against the grain. You got a lot of the shit that they preaching. You got to go against it if you want to be successful in it. You really have to. I mean, you know, you take a scroll on Twitter and Instagram, it's all toxicity. It's all toxic stuff. Like, the stuff that goes viral is super negative. Instagram, you got to be posting butt naked or talking about something negative or, you know, stirring a pot, do something triggering to get likes and follows and views. That's just real. Like, I look at what I'm putting out and other people like me, and we're not getting nearly the same engagement as if I was talking about some of these reality shows and the drama with celebrities and, you know, just all the detrimental stuff to our society. So, and, you know, back to touch back on the athletes, because I have... You know, I have athlete friends, people that I hooped with that are obese now. They just completely lost it. Like, bruh, I seen a girl on the gram. She was a dog in high school, played Division I, and she's huge now. She's huge. And if I'm not mistaken, I think her parents are, you know, overweight, obese, whatever you want to call it. But I'm pretty sure that, and this is common with athletes, when they stop playing the sport, they just all the athleticism, all the discipline, all the grind, all the habits, it goes out the window, and then they become obese. So I will say, like, if your family or your parents are obese and you just stop doing what you do, it's gonna happen. And even for myself, believe it or not, I might put the picture in here. I might not. I don't know, because I don't know how y'all gonna react. But even when I hit a stage of depression, when I was in my transition from college to the real world, when I realized basketball was over for me, I didn't really know what I was gonna do. I hit a spot where I was depressed. I stopped working out. I was drinking, eating whatever I wanted. I was, you know, working the front desk, frustrated every day, working the front desk at the goals I train at now. And, you know, I just felt like a fucking loser, bruh. Like, excuse my language, but I really was just down. And I saw my gut coming out. I saw my arms losing muscle, losing tone, skinny arms, big gut. And bro, like that's kind of what sparked me to get on top of my training. It started with me just going hard in the gym. And, I hit another level of depression in the pandemic when I was living in L.A., lost every client, and I couldn't go to the gym. Gyms were closed for a year. So here I am, not fulfilling my passion, training people every day, fulfilling my passion, working out. I got to go to the park and work out outside. And a lot of people don't know, it's cold in L.A., bro. I wasn't trying to be doing park workouts out there, so I lost all motivation. I got fat in the pandemic, too. Like, I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I got fat as hell in the pandemic, bro. But I had to figure it out. I had to get past that. And, if I would have been... Listen, my mindset is too strong to be watching some bullshit like this and fall into it. But if I was watching videos like this, I probably would have fell into that trap, too, bro. Like, you never know. So, where did my video go I was about to post? I don't know where that video went. Is this? Oh, yeah, here you go, right here. It's crazy. But but it's funny. So after the video I just put up, it's funny because I saw this video after. And it's Piers Morgan. I don't know if you know who Piers Morgan is. Talk show host in England. He's a savage, bro. He's a savage. So he's on a panel with these women. And they're asking what the number one cause of obesity is. And here, just listen to him, man. Here it is.
What is the most effective way that people can lose weight?
One of the things...
Eat less food, do more exercise.
No, you were talking about Piers. Can we hear from the medical...
Dog. Yo, their response, I wonder what they were about to say. I don't even think they were like... I don't think there was one fit woman on the panel. So I know they was going to say some bullshit. And Piers isn't even like a fit dude. Like, he's a little heavy set too. And I watch his show sometimes. He even acknowledged it on the show. He was like, I'm 6'1", 220. Like, I'm not the fittest person, but, I'm trying my best. I'm doing what I can. And he even admitted, like, that you got to eat less food and move more. So, that right there was hilarious to me. But, yeah, man. So, I'm going to watch that again.
What is the most effective way that people can lose weight?
One of the things...
Eat less food, do more exercise.
No, you were talking about Piers. Can we hear from the medical...
It's crazy. You can't even tell the truth nowadays. You tell the truth, people are pissed. And, that's just... As a man, that's just one thing I stand on. I always want to be truthful and stand up for what's right. But it's... Like, and going back to the first video of this guy who, he has a visible neck, visible collarbone, with him telling people that it's fat phobic to not want to be fat is insane. Because think about a rich or wealthy person, basically telling you to stay broke and it's okay to not want to be rich. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, that's just weird. That's stupid to me. So... Or, somebody successful at your job, basically saying, hey, it's okay to be, to not reach these sales goals. Just stay where the fuck you are. Like, and then you mad when you get fired, equivalent to obesity. You mad when you got health issues. Now you want to get it together. It's just crazy. So, hey, man, another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Appreciate y'all watching. I got more content on the way, so we're going to keep this thing going. I appreciate the support. Follow me on Instagram. Subscribe to the channel. Like the video. Any topics that you want me to cover or you think will be interesting, send it over to me. And see y'all next time. We out.
Honestly, they're one of the best friends in D&B.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.